watching prohibition fall down.
All right, guys, what day is it? Monday? Is it officially Monday?
It
Waking
is
and bacon?
Monday. Somebody said to me, they go last week, they go, happy Monday. And I go, it's Monday? I was in my bathrobe, too.
I was in my bathrobe the other day, like almost to the last minute before I had to take the kids to school. My wife was just like, so are you just going to sport the robe today?
Yeah, it's cool to get coffee in the bathrobe.
I need to get a bathrobe. You guys are making me feel like I need to get a bathrobe.
Yeah,
you
need a bathrobe.
Bathrobe and flip-flops. Absolutely.
You don't even have to change if you don't want to the whole day.
You know what's funny is I look online and now I'm targeted for Big Lebowski stuff. They actually have the dude's bathrobe. They have the dude's sweater. You know, I mean, they're getting deep over there.
Well, today's show, let me give you guys a preview for hanging out, having a good time. We're going to talk about Scotty Smoke and Ethos, mm-hmm. and we'll find out what happened to the interview. This one got smoked. All right. Rednecks and computers, do they go together or not?
I got a story, dude.
Pythons in Florida,
yes.
And last but not least, dudes, potentially bum knee. We'll see. We'll get into it. I guess it's just getting old or maybe growing, man. I got some knee issues, woke up to it today and had last night as well. And it's kind of strange. I always usually have earned my injury, Scott.
Oh, just curious and just thinking about it now. Have you checked yourself for ticks? Are ticks a problem in Canada at all?
What?
Like extreme joint pain can be a symptom of Lyme disease, and especially with rapid onset. Just saying.
Yeah, maybe it's a tumor.
Thanks, Jesus Drew. I'll Christ. Just start to Google around and feel better about it.
My mom has anyway. Lyme disease. I'm just from experience saying that happens.
Wow, what a trip, man.
There's all kinds of ticks, sure.
Hey, so, but dude, that's how you know you're getting old is when you hurt yourself by going to sleep.
How am I supposed to focus now on the show? Now I got Lyme disease over here in this part of my head and then the other part. No, let's get into it, man. Before we get into the show, we got some cannabis news coming up. We're going to get high and tell you what we're toking with. I'm going to tell you about supporting this show. Listener supported, DGC members, appreciate you. Trying to get to 1,000 members as soon as possible. We have great prizes we give away every month. This next July 15th is a kit from Rapid LED. We'll give you more details on Grow Talk. It's basically about a $500 supplemental LED lighting kit for anybody. It could go with your ceramic metal halide. It could go with your HID. It could go with whatever you got going on in your grow. So stay tuned for that in the next Grow Talk. As well as all you members get 30% off the outlet, free seeds from Seeds Here Now.
Yep.
30% off recharge, working on some more benefits all the time. And all those deals are on the homepage under dudegrows.com and the members only deals. And that's also where you find the support us tab.
Yes. And if you can't become a member, please share the show. We are trying to grow the show.
A social share, it's huge, man.
Yeah.
And tell your grow store, tell everybody. Anybody you can, much appreciated. We haven't spent a dime on marketing, advertising this show. It's been listener-supported built, which has created a great audience, great crew.
I couldn't agree with you more, dude.
All right, man, what's the DGC smoking on today? This is green. And you guys tell me, I looked back, I wasn't sure. Guys, we need some more dank nugs on dudegrows.com under the latest. Have we covered this dank nugget? This looks so good. This is by Gorilla Greenhouse Cannabis. And that says, hi guys, love the show. It's been both educational and entertaining. I recently watched an episode where Scotty and Duke Diamond were sampling the nugs. Thought maybe Scotty would appreciate this purple sour diesel.
I absolutely appreciate that, but
I appreciate it
more
as well.
If it was here.
She's almost 9 weeks into flowering, started indoors under LEDs in February, and then moved outdoors in April to the Gorilla Greenhouse.
Wow, gotta know more. Look how beautiful these colors are. Look how much frost is on this thing.
Yeah, Guru, how do you rate this photography here? It looks pretty dank.
You did pretty good.
Man, that's how you know that I'm
a dank plant.
Man.
It's nice when you have a good model, but
all I care about is smoking this bud. You guys are looking at the photography.
Yes, those great purple yellow colors, man. All right, appreciate the dank nug, man. It's time for us to get high. Why don't you tell me what you're smoking on?
Hey, you know, this is more of the weed that Banner brought over. He ran into a really good grower, brought him 4 or 5 different Ethos strains. And what the heck is this one? Mandarin Cookies. And this thing is frosty as hell. Has a great taste to it. It is like a... All right, here we go. Ready? High yields, gorgeous flowers, rich in terps, heavy orange, earth, and heavy pine on most phenos. And a real high calyx leaf ratio, which means you get a lot of bud for a little bit of leaf. Nice.
I like it, man. Very good description. I can tell you worked hard on thinking that one up.
That's seedfinder.eu. Hey, we should get into it, though. I started getting some messages yesterday to me. Man, why'd you guys delete the Colin interview? Colin from Ethos? And we didn't delete it. I started looking around for it, and it's gone. And remember, we don't run YouTube. And remember,
we got a warning on it. Don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. Restricted content warning somehow. So,
because Colin has legitimate haters, unfortunately. And what happens is they go over.
Oh, you think somebody like tried to flag it up or something?
I know it, man. That's the only way it would happen. They flagged it, they reported it, and now it's gone. You know, it's like, what is it, a strike against us or something? It's ridiculous. So,
all y'all breeders just need to get along.
But I do appreciate YouTube for the platform that they give us. It's such a powerful platform. It does suck that you just don't know what the rules are, or they just enforce them kind of willy-nilly. A little bit lame. There was a really good information on there. By the way,
it's not still them. It's just AI, man. There's nobody even's at YouTube anymore.
It's the algorithm, dude, all right? Whoa, that's creepy. We're going to have to get into this thing. I can't remember what it's called, Basilisk something, but it's this experiment where they're trying to teach computers how to think, and now they're worried that this computer is getting so smart if it gets online, which it probably will figure out how to do, that it will take over. I'm telling you, it's fucking incredible, man. We'll get into it someday.
Speaking of YouTube, is this where you found this comment from Killer Bee's Garden?
Yeah, really good comment. We were talking about cannabis and opioid addiction, and like I said, I've known people personally that have said very similar things to Killer Bee's Garden. And here you go. Cannabis saved my life. I had a heroin addiction for 12 years. I've been to over 15 rehabs and nothing has worked but marijuana maintenance. Grow your own dank and medicate heavily. Understood, respect, couldn't agree with you more. Wish a lot more people would understand that. It's, you know, to go into these 12-step programs, it's not for everybody. And you can go into, you know, so many of them, and be like, dude, it's just not for me. It's not the way I think. And to just go and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to mitigate my problems. I still want to enjoy myself. Still want to get a little light, and just use cannabis for that. I think it's what's going to happen. I've seen people chain smoke cannabis and do business with.
Oh yeah, it's because some people are no matter what, you know, they're addicted to an altered mind state or doing something. So doing cannabis all the time is the solution. I've seen it before in somebody too, where it's like I thought, damn, like they can't get enough of it. Or like, you know what, actually, they're doing this to try and avoid another problem. I mean, they could be doing so many different things that are way worse, or they already are trying to recover from that. So I totally get it.
Yeah, why are drug addicts and alcoholics allowed to chain smoke cigarettes? What's that all about?
They are allowed to?
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah, coffee, like cigarettes.
AA meetings, that's the cornerstone of it, is coffee and cigarettes.
Yeah, I mean, so why not weed? I mean, why not weed? It's a little bit more powerful, especially if you abuse the shit out of it. If you abuse weed and just smoke it all day, every day, I'll say not abuse it, but use it in that way. You just keep your THC in your system. You really don't even feel super stoned when you even smoke good weed, because you can't feel it. You've been stoned all day. So
That is the... Yeah, that ties into tolerance. You're right. Coming back from a week vacation in Prohibition Land or some crazy country that doesn't allow you, or it's like a death penalty.
Right.
And then you take your first big hit. It's happened to me. I was like, whoa, I just got real high.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't smoked in 7 days straight, you know?
Yeah, my normal routine used to be to come in, take 3 or 4 dabs with the guys, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and maybe smoke a joint or a few bowls, and then do the show where I smoke a little bit. Really not, you know, if my mom called me right now, I could have an intelligent conversation with her. I think me and you are having an intelligent conversation, at least conversation anyway.
Yes, I feel you.
My point is that it doesn't make you say symmetrical angels. You know, it just sometimes just calms you down, gives you a good, you know, what could I say? It's in me. It's just a good flow in me. You know, it's not a big up and down, oh my God, I'm so stoned. That's actually fairly rare for me. I just feel good all the time.
I agree with that. I already
feel
better. I
didn't smoke for 3 days when I had the flu.
Right.
And then the first day back, took a fat dab, and I got like high school high. It was awesome.
Like how you call it high school high.
That is awesome. I was actually looking for something in my drawer today, like the drawer where you put your toothbrush and your deodorant in. And sure enough, I found a DGC 1E, and I like maybe a half of an eighth of weed in there. So I'm committed, man. I keep my weed where I brush my teeth, homie.
All right. So speaking, you're just reminding me of, you're talking about token a lot and having good conversation and all that and being functional and breaking the stoner stereotype. I sat in on another show, 420 Smoke Jumpers, And I was like, what are we doing today, guys? You know, a little show prep before the show. I'm like, oh, we're going to smoke a supercharged. They call it a supercharged, also known as like a Jeffrey, but there's no hard drugs in this one.
Sure.
Or just huge a joint that's got, you know, a keef on it. It's got shatter as well as kind bud, and it can get you jacked up. But we sat there, toked it, had great conversation, didn't get like awkward or any of this. And at the end of it, I was like, okay, make sure you're legit to, you know, drive. I usually don't sit down and smoke a supercharged joint, if you will. And everything was totally good. That morning, I did make a point to wake up and smoke a nice heavy bowl, get my system enriched. But yeah, check this out though, Growers. You show a clip how these guys start the show, how I dropped in, if you will, on the show.
So what have we got going on today?
Well, today we have the dude from the Dude Grow Show.
Ah, from the YouTube community.
Yes, yes.
Fabulous.
Yes. So, you know, like I say, it's nice to get other people on the show.
It is.
Including everybody in the cannabis community, you know.
Well, he's a big-time grower, right? He knows what it's all about. We love people who grow the fire.
Yeah.
You know, this is what it's all about.
Right?
Growing the fire.
Yeah.
Good job. Oh, is that the plane? Is he coming now?
I think he might be here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Whoa! How's it going?
Right on.
Good to see ya.
You must be the dude.
It's the best way I've ever come into a show.
I know, right? Drop it in. Yeah.
All safe. Ready to put out some fires.
This is what we're all about. We find the fire, get in there first, roll it up, smoke it, and then we'll tell you what it's
And then we'll tell you what, you know, yeah.
Our producer, Grow Guru, is asking, 420 smoke jumpers, so what's going on? Like, are you going in a plane and getting high, or...
Yeah, what, for insurance reasons? He doesn't want to jump it out of him.
Right. So I guess you guys find the fire.
Well, you know about smoke jumpers, right? So this is a big thing in California and other things that they go around and they actually go find the fires, jump out of the plane first, then put them out or do like burn-in trails or lines. And
they like dig the trenches to stop the fire, like the, what's that called? The
burn line
or whatever. They make it so that's actually where the fire stops.
But right? These guys are like totally like AAA, like, you know.
Right into the fire.
Beyond the Call of Duty sort of thing, right?
Okay.
These guys see, you know, they go after the fire. They attack the fire before it pretty much wipes out, you know, cities, towns.
So this is your fire here.
Well, this is something that Steve grew.
Yeah. So
the donkey butter, which is total fire.
Yeah.
It's already on the map.
Yeah.
And we go across the map of Canada and we actually look for a different fire and we'll put you on the map if you got the fire.
Oh. So yeah, man, they got some good effects over there.
I am impressed. How the hell do you do that? Call those guys up, will you? We need an intern here.
Always trying to network with the fellow YouTubers out there, if you will, if we can call ourselves YouTubers, and it's good to share the content. So check out Shotguess 420 Smoke Jumpers over on YouTube.
Dude, it's amazing what you can do with a computer these days. I mean, just that's incredible. That would have taken
other than your redneck at the farm.
Yes.
Should we go there? Is that how we start what's growing
on? Fair enough. With what's growing on, as I just tell you, I get a call at 5:11 a.m., which is 7:11 a.m. on the East Coast where the bamboo nursery's at. And they go, computer's updated, boss. Don't know what's
going
on.
Do they call you boss?
Yeah, they do. Actually, they do. They're very respectful over there.
Go ahead.
And so they go, I go, well, you're going to have to log back in again. So I get him logged back in. He goes, I got to log in the Gmail again. And he's literally asking me, he's like, I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, Scott at, you know, realgrowers.com, whatever the fuck it was. And he's literally just like, oh, okay, so the at, that's the shift and then the two. And I'm like,
are you serious?
Yes. And I'm like, holy shit. He's like, I got to hold down the shift, right? And I'm like, dude, this guy doesn't touch a computer. He's 30 years old, 33 years old, hasn't touched a computer, I don't know, barely in his life. It's unbelievable when you think about the difference between your 420 smoke jumper guys that are doing these insane special effects that used to be in Hollywood 5 years ago only, and now they're doing them on their home PC. And then you talk about this kid that doesn't know where the at sign is at and doesn't know that you need it.
When I said, are you serious? And then my phone better not start up again. Damn, it's ridiculous. They in a negative way. I don't want to shit on anybody. I mean, you're going to be more interesting for me to potentially thought. You don't know what that is? Let's chat, man. What else do you bring to the table? You say here in the notes.
Sure.
Now, if the power goes out, is this the kind of cat you're going to want to hang with? Because everybody has their own skill sets.
Yeah, well, even thinking about it, man, if you're walking in the woods with this guy, and do you know what an Australian pine is? Do you know what an invasive plant is? Do you know what you can eat? Do you know? I mean, there's a palm out there where you can, if you find the palm that's the
palm
right...
Palm hearts.
Yeah, hard to pump. But if you find that's the right size, it's really nice and tender. You can take a machete, cut that heart of palm out. You can eat it raw. You can cook it. I mean, stuff like that.
I will know, Scotty, because I always buy the book when I go to different areas. Like right now, I've just bought a book called The Edible Plants of the Indigenous People of British Columbia with pictures.
And look, you're a badass.
Hey, survival food number one, cattail. Actually, cattails is like a super awesome survival plant. You can use the top for tinder. If you pull it up, you can eat the tubers.
I don't declaw cats, and I don't eat their tails, homie.
There are plants out there. Lots of uses for plants that people would never think of.
Yeah, that's my point. So these guys, if you the power goes out or if you're just hanging and you really respect nature, these are the guys you want to understand. These are the guys that will tell you, oh, it's just perk sand till about 10 feet down, and then you hit the bedrock. You're like, dude, this guy
knows. I bet you he can make a good squirrel or rabbit stew.
You know, they can make anything taste good.
Don't you knock squirrel gravy till you try it.
Just saying. They should rename that something. It just doesn't sound good. Squirrel gravy, does it? Anyway, dude, the shit got me thinking about just Florida, the rednecks that are down there. Actually, I turned on Guardians of the Glades. I'm now, the new thing is I'm watching television with my wife. So we watched Guardians of the Glades. At least she watched something that was
is this something you guys just worked out recently?
Oh, yeah. I've decided to rejoin the television. So I look at television now between like 8 and 9. And then I make an excuse to leave. But anyway.
And then your wife looks at it as you're hanging out. I love it. All right.
Invasive pythons, okay? Do you know about those in Florida? Most people have heard about them now.
Pretty insane, man. They're freaking huge. I saw some guys wrestling with one, and I'm like, I'm not a real intimidated guy, but it's just in your like your DNA to be afraid of a fucking you snake that's kidding. That big.
I was jogging yesterday. I felt bad because I was jogging right on the road. I saw this thing and I thought it was a snake, and I did jump. I jumped like, And I won't be sexualist. I jumped like a little boy girl would, okay? And I know that like guys in the car saw me or folks in the car saw me, and I was like, God damn it. But I'm really scared of snakes. I have an absolute fear of them, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing what these guys do. Well, you take a redneck, you give them $100-$150, which is what they did. They put a bounty on these snakes, I think, according to how much they weigh or how long they are. It can't be how much they weigh because they have ones they find with like a full deer inside them.
Oh, from what I know, it's probably the same as like in Virginia. They do it for snakeheads.
Okay.
It's an invasive fish that can actually like crawl from pond to pond.
What's up with guru? Cattails and snakeheads, man.
Virginia has a bounty on snakeheads. So when you catch one,
right.
It's pretty rare though. You catch one and it's the best fish day ever. You get like $150 or $250 free.
Yeah, for going fishing.
For going fishing and killing a snakehead.
Oh, that's winning right there, bro. That's winning. So, hey, well, anyway, these scrubby looking rednecks, man, there's four of them. And I'm not trying to be it. Yeah, I just know people. This is like literally 50, 30 miles.
Don't say scrubby in a derogatory way.
Come on. I mean, I'm just telling you, and it's not derogatory. I'm telling you that they might change their shirts for the TV show. I'm not sure. But anyway, they got these four guys that look pretty legitimate. Like they should be out there catching snakes. And by the way, they are just jumping on them, rolling with them. They're even like, hey, this hole in the ground looks like it'd be a great place for a snake. They're getting bit and they don't give a shit. I mean, dude, if I get a four puncture wounds in my wrist, I give a shit about that, no? They're just like $150. Hell yeah, man.
And great TV. Great TV,
I tell you how they make it better, though. And this is really, I don't know if it's excellent production or just sexism, but they have an extraordinary, I don't say extraordinary, for a redneck, she's like a redneck's dream. She got like a nice nice set of boobies on her. She's always in a tank top. And she is in every shot. It is this cute girl. By the way, she never fucks with the snakes as far as I see. And it must be just one of these kind of, where, hey, man, by the way, if we had a hot chick in between us, our ratings would probably go up. And I'd say that not being sexual, just being legitimate and seeing what they
can't believe you said boobies.
Yeah. Those are things
so they
I
put
like.
They put as much cleavage in every shot with the snake and the guys all in one.
Yeah. So anytime like the guy's talking, the boobs are in the background, like you can see them. And they don't Guru's teaching me about lenses. You've got lenses for when somebody's talking, you can blur the background. I'm sure they have those. They're keeping the shit unblurred.
How did, reptiles and like, you know, there's all those pictures out there wherever where there's like an era, I don't know what I call it, where chicks holding snakes was cool or like guys liked that. Like, I don't get it. Is that like the snake is the phallic Like, I don't
know. No, it ain't that deep. It means that, you know, one of the cool things.
She's badass.
Yeah, about being, you know, if you're on a swamp buggy and you got your cool redneck girl with you, man, you're winning, you know? So I think that's more what it's all about, letting people dream.
Okay, I got you. I follow you.
That's all I got, brother. That's all I got. I was thinking about Florida, man. But now I'm thinking about you, dude. Are you all right? How's your knee?
Man, apparently I hurt my knee, I think just living. Sleeping? Is that what you call it?
I call it sleeping, sir.
No, I was walking around yesterday after doing a little workout. I didn't do anything in my workout for my knee at all. And then walking around the yard and the knee starts doing like a little clicking, popping, nothing, no pain. Like, yeah, you know, that kind of weird. And it did it for like the next couple hours walking around doing errands, this and that.
Right.
And then towards the end of the night, it's like, okay, now your knee feels like you, like when you're a kid and you jumped off of a roof and sprained your knee.
Sure.
Like, just has to be ice, couldn't sleep very well kind of thing. And I just like, well, I don't, we'll see what happens. And it's just like thinking, like, I didn't, it's so, it's not just depressing. I don't let shit depress me, but I like to earn my injuries, if you will, Scotty. Like,
I gotcha.
Not just have them happening. But then I was just thinking, like, look, dude, right now is probably the best time in history to have a knee issue, right? I mean, with the advancements and surgery and all this shit they do.
Wait, it's history, so we can't talk about the future? Because I'd say about 10, 12 years in the future would probably be the best time. Because they'll just probably go in there, they'll run a laser over you, fix your knee all up, you just leave.
Or yeah, maybe I get the bionic knee and I get suspension. I can put... tune it in for different trail conditions.
They had the bionic man in the fucking 70s. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
So now I was just thinking, you know, at first you're like, okay, if you have an issue, you know, actually I try to put things in perspective. Now for a second, I thought about JR. I'm like, oh, you know, JR doesn't even have, you know, this part of the, or what, he's an amputee.
Yep.
I'm like, so, you know, don't be a wussy about this shit. People, I mean, there's so many people out there walking through your daily lives.
My knee exploded one time.
No, what's funny is it's all relative. You know, dude saying that his knee, you know, whatever, is bumming him out. Guru, I remember, I knew you when your knee was hurting you. It bummed you out for a little bit.
Hell yeah, it did.
Yeah, I mean, and then, but think about compared to anything. Like, dude, I appreciate your attitude of comparing yourself to, you know, to saying your problems aren't all that bad compared to somebody else's problems. And I'll bet you JR does the same thing. You know, where he goes, hey, I mean, JR just had cancer. You know, he's a cancer survivor now, which is amazing. And think about him saying, man, you know, things have been rough on me, but it could have been way worse. I could have been one of those people that didn't survive. So I think everyone, you know, if things are going bad for you, look to understand that it's not, you're not the most tormented person or the most persecuted person in the world. You know that,
dude. Even if it's not a knee injury or whatever, I mean, I don't want to. You could walk around in your daily life, and I can see somebody, a grown adult with Down syndrome, and still with their parents, and that challenge.
Yep.
And then it makes me feel like, man, if you're not trying, which is hard, to make every opportunity you can of what you have, because you could have anything.
But Down syndrome parents do that, by the way. They find the beauty in their kids, and a lot of them say they wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that life isn't worth it, or, you know, obviously they have a challenge. They're not going to potentially be what they would have fully been without Down syndrome. But regardless, whether it's Down syndrome or something else, I want to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, but how many people do you know whose kids turned out to be complete pieces of shit? Without Down syndrome. Oh,
that's a good point. There's not even that in the factor. And I feel you. Regardless, I'm putting it in perspective. Hopefully everything's okay. I've never had an injury for very long, unless I did it myself. I broke my shoulder, separated my, I earned the, like, where it just happened.
Sure. At least you knew what did it.
From doing something else, which reminds me, shout out to Canna Cairo, man. I hope you are getting, you're getting your game plan, man. I feel for you. So that being said, I have one more thing, man, we talk about on the show, being kind to like living things down to the insects. I joke about how I try to relocate spiders sometimes, you know, out of my house. It's like, or if I see a spider in a room, I'm gonna walk out of the room. And if I come back in and you're not there, we're all good.
There was an aphid yesterday, and I was just like, an aphid. And I looked at Banner. Banner's like, kill that fucker. And then Guru's like, aphids are actually good. And I go, fuck that, man. I'm killing them. Killing an aphid.
Hey, it's food for somebody.
Yeah.
So I was on a ladder putting poly up on part of my grow shack.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're doing something, you're on a ladder for one thing, and then this one fly, man, it just would not get out of my zone. Like, you're doing the wave and wave from the face.
Sure.
Then I'm starting to, like, kick at it, and I'm like, dude, don't, people get hurt in the home. Don't be the guy that falls off the ladder and, you know, earns an injury trying to deal with the fly. And I was cussing. I was swinging my arms. Like, if anybody were to see me, I'm
You're
like,
being
I'm
very undude-like, sir.
Dude, I was just like, get that. I was cussing out the fly. Just like, if I could kill you right now, I'm trying to kill you the best I can.
That's right.
So it ties into when something bothers you, of course, you got to be careful. It really ups your ability to want to kill it.
Yeah. I mean, we were sitting outside a couple of days ago just thinking about how in Florida, you wouldn't be able to do this because of the mosquitoes. You can actually, oh, you know what it was? We're watching that Guardians of the Glades, and sure enough, they shined a flashlight, and there's like 1,000 mosquitoes just in the flashlight. And we're just thinking about mosquitoes. Is there any real purpose for them, man? I guess to feed the frogs or something, but that pisses me off. Come on. Can't we eliminate the stinger or something?
Sure, you don't have any real purpose for mosquitoes off the tip of your tongue? Mm.
Population control. They're really good vectors for disease and operate to control populations if they get overpopulated.
He's saying they kill people.
I mean, in nature, that is a important function of a natural ecosystem is stuff dying. So, yeah, no, they kill, and not just people, they kill other animals too and control populations.
You know, that is very, very deep of you. I appreciate that, actually, and I totally agree. I remember when I was growing up, man. Scotty, did you ever have the mosquito fogger trucks that would come down the street?
I was telling Guru about them, man. That you would just, I don't even think they would tell you to get in the house. They would just have like this loud diaphragm pump that would be like, it was just like your mom would know. She'd be like, get in the house, that poison truck's coming.
Yeah, I experienced that a few times. But yeah, that's a good point. Mosquitoes are valuable to take out mass amounts of people.
Hey, I will say they used to spray malathion. And Guru, do you know what malathion is? I know it's banned. I know that it's one of those things where they're like, fuck no, you can't use that.
I'm not sure if that's
plants.
Like a name brand for DDT.
Because
they used to use DDT really, especially when they were like making the Panama Canal and stuff.
Yeah.
To make sure no one was getting dengue or any of those fevers. Yeah, they
DDT, like a band. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
me.
The band stuff. They just DDT everything.
Dengue ain't no joke, man. Crazy stuff. Yeah, you gotta watch out. The mosquitoes are just disease carrying, though. I'm mad at mosquitoes, dude.
Fair enough. So let's go in before the news. We've got the door prize this week. Crockett Family Farms. We're gonna have 3 winners, and you guys get to pick any seed pack from Crockett Family Farms. Thanks to Seeds Here Now.
Yes.
Shout out to James Bean over there, keeping it real squared.
He's always looking out for the DGC. He really is. Anytime I need a door prize, I call him up, and he's a huge supporter. So just remember the folks that support us and give them a little love back.
I guess while you're over there, you can use coupon code DUDE10 as well. But if you want to do the door prize, dudegrows.com on the homepage. You can sign up right there. You'll see the big area where you enter your email, and you are in the raffle. Good to go.
Easy and fun.
And it's a great way to help spread the show. Social media. Appreciate it.
Love it.
Fist bump. When I fist bump on my phone, I always send a black fist bump just to mess with people to see if anybody's going to say anything. Be like, dude, you're not black. Uh-uh. No, just start the conversation.
Yeah, you can still be in a black power, brother.
DGC calendar update, man. Oh, wait, what do we got? Wait, shit, I have one more thing. The DGC friends list.
Yes.
On dudegrows.com, there's a link of the friends of dudegrows.com. There's some of them, the companies that have coupon codes. If you guys want to go to a place to see who's working with us, who has coupon codes and good quality products and people that are supporting the show, today is found Farmhouse Hemp.
Yeah, shout out to Luke.
Yeah, they got some great products over here. They got a couple tinctures, a honey, a doggy dog pet drops.
I think
CBD
that's big, that man. Doggy dog pet drops are big, brother.
Beef flavor in it. Cayenne eucalyptus CBD salve, which I wish I had some of that from any right now. And lavender lemongrass CBD salve. So I sent some of this out to my folks in Cali. And it's starting. I love it. It's starting. Like, so they have some 2 friends over, and they're like, tell me about what you have with the CBD. And then their friends are going to tell their friends. So it's working well. And to hear mainly the salves that they're really liking to help with arthritis pain.
Right.
Or cut their medications or other things they're using down to half strength and whatnot. So great reports. Good to hear about CBD. There was a crazy news article the other day I got to find about CBD. You're trying to say CBD. It does as much liver damage as like a lot of other things out there. It's really confusing. I guess the first when you read that, you probably see who the article was paid for by.
Right.
Maybe. But anyway, farmhousehemp.com, coupon code DUDE across the board, Colorado hemp flower from flower, not just some of the CBD out there from what I'm understanding is from like non-flowering, just hemp plants.
Right. Okay.
So This is from hemp flower, pressed into rosin, created into these end products. A really unique process, so check them out.
Hey, you remember that High Times ad that used to say, please don't smoke our opium incense gum. Intoxicating effects may occur.
I do not, really.
That was the best. That was the best ad ever. We should use something like that. I mean, reverse engineering, man, reverse psychology. I love it.
All right, what do you have for... Oh, we have an update. An update on the Indo Expo in Portland. We had to change things up, man. I'm still heading out there.
Yes.
And then I didn't really want to see Scotty and Guru. No, up, man?
Just had to make an executive decision, if that's what it's called. But
we like to call them business decisions.
Business decisions.
Strictly business.
Now, we're working our ass off out here to try to grow the show. We thought it'd be cool to go to Portland, hang out with everybody. It's expensive to do that, and we actually would rather, I think we'd rather invest. Guru's buying himself a new camera so we can do better interview shots, and we're buying a new computer so we can keep on doing those real bakes, so we can, man, we're going to have two tower computers processing over here, man. We're a legitimate content factory.
We're just talking about it the other day. So, yeah, that is definitely ties right into the membership, too, but...
Yeah. Yeah, so we're bootstrapping this thing. You know, Real Growers pays a bit for it. The other sponsors pay a bit for it. And we're making this thing work. I appreciate it. Every time you buy Recharge, it helps us, you know, helps us get closer to, or just get this show to be a little bit better. I think Guru and I were talking about how we've been steadily improving over the last couple of years. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with it. And I want to keep that going.
How many more computers do you need just to make it stream live? It's just always content, Scotty. Always.
It's fun. I actually enjoy making content. I've got a couple ideas for some new content. We made a real baked, and instead of taking us about 3-4 hours, it took us about two. This is day three of it because, you know, the computer's just, you got to have a beefy computer to do video. So anyway, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to miss everybody in Portland, but I'm going to make it up to y'all with some quality content. Keep doing what I'm doing.
To be out there hanging. I'm gonna bring a bunch of those stash cards. What do we call those officially?
Those are the high functioning stoner cards.
Yes, right? High functioning stoner stash cards. So you'll see me. I'll be there both days at the expo. I'll be hanging with JR as well as some other DBC. And we'll hook it up.
Hey, I got a shout out to Colin at Ethos, man. This shit punched through to the next level. I'm extraordinarily high for somebody that smokes all day.
It's because you're mixing it up, man. Getting into that strange a little bit, this and that.
Yeah, you're right.
The same. That's why you got to have 6-7 strains in the house if you can.
I do. I mean, yes.
Let's hit the news.
Come on, let's do it.
This is, I don't know, newsy.com? Is that legit?
I don't think you can ever find out where, like, things are originally out of anymore because everybody just copies each other. They're like, The Guardian reported today. I'm like, why don't we just go to The Guardian then?
I don't know. We copy stuff, and I don't want to say copy. We regurgitate some things from other either podcasts sometimes or from news articles, as we're doing now.
We don't just take a fucking be like, you know, on the Adam Dunn show yesterday, they talked about, you know, what I mean? That's a little much.
Not verbatim. Well, this is, as more states, well, here, what's the title here? We got why marijuana advocates disagree on legal home growing.
You know, it's good when it's just a transcript of a video. You know, they're going for a high end market.
Thing. I know. I was like, where's the text here? I had to click transcript. It says the issue of home growing marijuana has largely overlooked the national debate over weed legalization. Advocates say those living in states that have legalized it should be able to grow it, just like they can brew beer at home. Others warn it's not that simple. Is it that simple, Scotty?
I think it is. I mean, what happens if you make poison beer? As a matter of fact, I knew. Yeah, but you can make beer that'll make people sick, no problem.
Well, they're talking about Colorado. They go to Colorado and say, "Hey, let's look at Colorado." One of the big problems of home growing is how widely weed laws vary from state to state. And he says Colorado, which permits home growing, is a perfect example of how bad actors can take advantage of it to bolster an illegal market. So they're saying you could be in a market where cannabis might be legal to grow worth about $800 a pound.
Right.
And then the next few states over, whatever, it can get up to $2,500, $3,000 a pound.
Why does that make you a bad actor? I mean, it's medicine that's free in parts of the world and not free in other parts of the world. You know, were the people that freed slaves, were they bad actors?
Well, I mean, it's not like everybody's like a freedom grower. There are some people that are.
You're doing it for some extra money. I mean, everybody has to have a job. If you make yourself.
There's a lot of those growers. There's a few growers that are the bad actors, in my opinion, if you're involved with criminal enterprise or if you're just like, yeah, you know, this is some money in this shit, man. I've been flashlinging some meth too, and I got some, you know, like if you're. There's a. Degree, but go ahead.
When I take my money and invest it in a business or invest it in a home, then all of a sudden I got a criminal enterprise. It depends what the feds want to get you with.
Yeah, I agree. But there can be a few bad actors. And not everybody has plenty.
And if I take that $1 million or $2 million that I made, I've seen people do this. I haven't been this successful, but the couple $1 million they made on some gorilla grows, and then they put them into legitimate businesses that are paying a shitload of taxes, and that's where they get their seed money from.
Because you got to be double taxed on that money, Scotty. I thought about that back in the day.
Yes, now you're on to something. You are on
like,
something.
Man, I just made some of this money, supposedly slinging some pounds, and I take it right into the community and buy a brand new mountain bike and help that small business.
Yep.
But I guess the issue is you're supposed to pay tax 2 times.
Yes. And by the way, that's allegedly. You didn't say allegedly.
That was totally allegedly. Yes. I mean,
hypothetically, even.
We're fictitious characters. So you can say whatever you want because we are fictitious characters.
Has no
bearing in the real world.
That was Dude Grows I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they're saying it's not the black market that's an issue. Homes growing marijuana have been robbed or vandalized. They talk about the recent raids in Colorado, 42 individuals. They seized over 80,000 marijuana plants and 4,500 pounds of finished marijuana products.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go in this guy from Normal saying, which is a good point. He goes, I would disagree that it's really a problem and that they were able to make those arrests in Colorado, a sign that the system is working. This is Eric Alteri, executive director of National of Normal. And he goes, they said adults across the state are able to grow a small number of plants. They were able to find out and single out these criminal actors. I love that actors that were breaking the law actors. and they are arrested and will be prosecuting them. So he's saying, hey, why, how are you saying the system's broken? Those guys are going to be prosecuted. So,
and you know, what would fix all this is if it was just federally legal, instead of having some states where you just can't get medicine and some states where you can, and then people willing for money, of course. I mean, anytime there's risk associated, there's money. And there might be 2 or 3 people that touch that cannabis going through, you know, through the black markets or through the other states. So, of course, it's going to go for a premium.
Can I just say, you said federally legal, so it brought me to 2020, and that's the election where it's potential. And I guess they had their first Democratic debate thing recently. And in the news, and I don't, you know, we don't get into politics. This is exactly why I'm completely disgusted. I was like maybe motivated to hear something about the president. But the first presidential debate thing they have or whatever it is, the same day, I knew it, there's these two dead bodies of a father and a daughter, and they turned it into political shit. I'm like, this is all coincidentally tied together, and it was just the most disgusting political stunt crap shit ever.
Yeah, it's not coincidentally tied together. This shit happens every day, and they pick and choose what they report on according to what they need from people, according to what strings
that's
they
want to pull on. That's why we don't do politics on the show, unless we will cover some cannabis politics in the upcoming election, of course. But anyway,
tax here. Man, we are going to change tax, all right? Get to the other side of the boat, brother, all right?
This is a news story. This is cool, man. This is what's going on in Denver. Cultivated Synergy is a shared workspace for people that are in the cannabis community and that want to be able to vaporize or smoke while they're at work. This one's called Burn Joints and Email Boxes at this weed-friendly co-working space. This is downtown Denver, and it's Balcony West, a 9th-floor co-working suite in the heart of downtown. Sorry, pop-up of God, this is just like a bureaucracy. owner Phil Falco now allows tenants to smoke cannabis on the suite's private balcony. He's also been letting tenants do it for a while if they ask, but he just decided to let everyone know about it. So you can go to this place, man. It's like the 17th floor. They got a suite balcony, and you can like get office space. It's got for $500 a month. Is what you can get. Maybe you should get one, Scott. You get a desk. You get access to the 1,200 square foot balcony, a kitchen, El Dorado spring water coolers as well, Scotty. And I think it's cool because it's bringing people together in this community. They'll network a little bit. And when you're out on that balcony, token down a little bit, you're going to have a great, great, great conversation from work. And I want to see more of these happening.
Yeah. So what do? You just go up to the 17th floor, you knock on the door 3 times and ask for Falco?
Yep, exactly. Huh. Kind of sounds like how we got weed in downtown Vancouver when we first out here.
Are you cool? What's the password?
But more shared workspaces are popping up. And man, if I was an entrepreneur and I needed a cool workspace and all that, I would take them up.
You know,
I think you'll see the model replicated.
I think it's been replicated right here, man. We have ounces of half dabs. We always keep an ounce of house dabs, I should say. House dabs. Yeah, I mean, there's probably about six different kinds of weed in the cupboard. So, yeah, shared workspace works good with cannabis. Absolutely.
All right. Let's do, you got some memes, man, huh?
Yeah, come on. Let's just have some fun. Just have some fun. We need some more memes in there. Come on. I was looking.
This is The End of Every Month by Stuckin Phoner.
It's so funny, man. It says, checking the electric bill. And it says, please don't be high. The electric bill comes in, and it just shows a picture of Willie Nelson stoned as a motherfucker. Oh, shit, that's good, man. That's good. Oh, man, I got to worry about my water bill being high now, man. It's not my electric bill. With all the recharge we're washing off and all the... what's it called? The greenhouse and everything. I got to worry about my water bill worse than anything.
Oh, yeah. You're on city water there, aren't you? Just take it from the reservoir.
I'm up in the mountains. They charge you for water up in the mountains.
All right. This is DDC Meetup 2020.
Yeah.
Posted by Lemon GF. He's looking at his highway street exit sign. It says Bong Recreation Area, exit 340.
That's awesome. But man, we should do, what is the DGC meetups? I've heard about my favorite show, No Agenda. My favorite podcast does meetups all the time. That sounds cool. We should consider that, dude.
There's been a few going on. I think there's one happening in Toronto. I was on, not that I'm aware of everything. Maybe I heard the Discord chat. You'll have some good hangs and meetups and whatnot.
Yeah, that's cool.
How about Dude Park in Vancouver? I'm supposed to go with Dinesh to Dude Park.
So don't you know who I am? Guess. I'm the dude.
If I don't take a narcissistic selfie at Dude Park, what would be going on?
Get me started, man. I got narcissistic dude coming up, all right?
What's your next?
This
meme
was
here?
Just one I had. I just thought it was funny. It just says, "This is why I have trust issues." This is real talk, and it is a frying pan. It says nonstick frying pan, and somebody has just tried their ass off to scrape the sticker, the nonstick frying pan sticker off, and it just won't come off. And he goes, "This is why I have trust issues." That's fucking classic. I thought.
In my bro science, FYI, do not use any nonstick cookware. I don't care how good it is. It doesn't make any sense to me. You got to know how to cook, all right? Just learn how to cook.
It is easy enough to just heat up. Even a cast iron skillet can be the only pan you would need.
Yeah, no nonstick.
Dude, you were talking about Black Mirror. I just got two things. Hopefully, will make you laugh. But you were talking about Black Mirror. I was going through Facebook today, and I saw this guy, and I was like, dude, is this your Black Mirror character right there? Take a look.
Who's this guy?
I was like, that's what dude would look like with your 100 hours of Viking music that you play in your spare time. this is what the dude would have looked like if he just found steroids before he found weed.
That is ridiculous. Has to be photoshopped. And I would never want to be that big. That's where you're limiting flexibility movement.
So weird. Okay, but you're saying that's ridiculous. Just click on this next one because shit is fucking ridiculous.
It's titled Chicks with Rats.
Check this out, man. This is what something that's been going around. I guess these guys were on the New York subway, and these two kind of punk looking girls, I don't know what that look is these days, are just hanging out. They're just staring at their phones like kids do these days. And they have a rat, or this one girl has a rat as, I guess, a pet, and it's just crawling. It crawls from over her shoulder.
That's photoshopped, man. Guru, call that.
No, it's a video that somebody took on their phone. She has a rat that crawls over her shoulder and into her cleavage, and she doesn't look up at all. That's just her pet rat.
I don't believe that one.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's fun to believe, dude. It's fun to believe.
So hard these days. Yeah, this... Man, what is real, Scotty?
It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. Just have a good time and laugh.
Okay. That's crazy. She's got a rat.
Okay. She's got a rat, man. That's cool. Shit. Come on. Let's put this in the bag, brother.
Some shout-outs to Midor, Chibador, and DWC Rose.
Yeah, how about Trey K, DGC, and Lettuce Toke.
Lettuce. I mean, lettuce love for the plant and scrump dilly.
And Hobby Grows and Smoking Stacks. How about that?
Dirt Digger 9 and P-Money 710.
All right.
All right, guys. Stay higher. Until next time, we'll be coming at you.
Wow, could you imagine if like a mammoth peed money? Some people love to blaze up the tank. Yeah, we get happy for noon. And when the boss man says to take a little break, that means we're lighting up a tube. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep a good buzz on. It's just weed. It's just weed. In my toolbox there's a bone. Some people start their day off with a pill. It's what the doctor says to do. They shake their heads at natural medicine. Go ahead and try something new. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep a good buzz on. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to smoke it all day long. Yeah. Now if the big man catch you riding high, ooh, we're gonna lock you in a cage. No. If you wonder why he hates the tank, just look at how he's being paid. Now, don't lock up me, smoking weed. I ain't done nothing wrong.